Blog Talk Radio.
Radio brought to you live online by Progressive Complete Health. Train right and then train hard. My name is Jason Vankis and I am the founder of Progressive Complete Health. I am a certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, as well as a board certified holistic health coach. Every week we're going to try and bring you the latest information there is out there on your burning questions in fitness and in health and in nutrition. So one of the big questions is what time of the day should somebody work out? Now, some research states that exercising in the morning burns more fat. Other research shows that it doesn't matter at all. So when is the best time to work out? Morning, midday, afternoon, or evening? Or does it even really matter at all? So today, in about the 10 minutes that we have here together, we're going to break down the advantages and disadvantages of each, or of a few of these time slots, and let you decide which one is better. After all, we want you to see results and reach your maximum potential just as much as you do. So, which is better, working out at night or working out in the mornings? That seems to be the most popular times that people choose to work out. So let's first look at working out in the morning. Some research shows that you get better long-term results when exercising in the morning because you tend to be more consistent than those who exercise later in the day. Now, our bodies love routine. So if you force yourself to get up when your alarm goes off, it eventually becomes a habit and you're not forcing yourself anymore. But your body will thank you and pay you back by feeling rested and ready for the day. So it becomes routine. It's much easier for you to do it in the morning, and it can also create less scheduling conflicts. So if you're exercising in the morning, you're not worried about, you know, you're not worried about anything that's going on in the afternoon, especially if kids have recitals or soccer games or basketball games or whatever. So there are fewer scheduling conflicts if you're doing it in the morning. But I don't know of anybody that has a recital at 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning. Now, working out in the morning has shown to improve productivity. So and that means because exercising increases your productivity and gets your endorphins going, so you feel more refreshed, more awake, and ready to tackle your day by giving yourself that extra energy boost. Especially if you use our coffee and protein shake combination that if you go to our YouTube site, you can find out how to make that. Use that right after a workout, and not only are you going to recover, you're going to get another little boost of energy. And working out can increase your mental clarity for 4 to 10 hours post-exercise. Working out in the morning has been shown to boost metabolism. Because the benefits of exercise, they linger throughout the day. You basically continue to burn calories after the workout's done, especially if you're doing any kind of interval training or if you're doing any kind of weight training where you're creating those little micro tears in your muscles that your body goes and repairs and makes them stronger and bigger. But if you've heard me talk about that before, that will increase your metabolism for another up to 39 hours, really depending on how heavy of a workout you do. So use this benefit during the day when you're eating instead of when you're sleeping. That way you're doing that calorie balance as opposed to not doing it while you're sleeping. Keeping your metabolism elevated, you're going to be burning more calories all day long. Next, working out in the morning can actually lead to better sleep. Studies have shown that women and men who wake up early for regular exercise sleep better than those who routinely exercise in the evening. Now, those who get up earlier in the morning in general sleep better because they usually go to bed early when it starts to get dark and they wake up when it starts to get light, which is what our bodies are designed to do. That is what they're genetically designed to do. So since exercise stimulates your body, when you exercise at night, it can be more difficult to fully relax and drift into peaceful sleep. Now, I'm going to say that that depends on, that specific piece of information really depends on who you are. Some people, they exercise at night, their heart, they get their heart racing, and it doesn't come down as fast, and it keeps them up all night. If you've been exercising for a while, you shouldn't really have too much of an issue. Your heart rate should come back down. The healthier you are, the faster your heart rate comes down after exercise, or, you know, your recovery heart rate. Working out in the morning can lead to a better diet. Not always, but can lead to a better diet. By knocking out your exercise first thing, you're going to approach your food differently throughout the day. If you've already started your day out great, you're with that something healthy, you're going to make healthy choices throughout the rest of the day and say to yourself, why undo what I just did? You're going to be proud of yourself for getting up and burning some calories. So why sabotage it with an unhealthy breakfast or lunch? Instead, you're going to want to continue your positive choices by eating foods that make you feel fresh and energized. When I work with people one-on-one, I tell people that when you are happy about where you are with your physical activity, your level of physical activity, you're going to choose to put better things in your body because you're trying to take care of it. So that's a major driving force behind working out in the morning. So those are some of your benefits for working out in the morning. So what about in the evening? So if you actually work out in the evening, you'll have more time to devote to your workout, since you won't feel rushed to have to make an appointment or you have to get to work. So you're not trying to rush through your workout in the morning. So by having it afterwards, that way you're not really rushing around unless you have the kids' stuff to do, right? So other people are usually free at this time. Your friends tend to have more availability, or people at gym have better availability in the evening, so you might be able to find a workout partner, which can be more motivating to actually work out with somebody, someone that's going to hold you accountable and give you a bunch of crap if you don't show up. So, and you can do the same for that. So it actually gives you a level of accountability. So if you wait till later at night when dinner is over, you're going to feel fueled up already and have energy to get this workout in. Plus, exercising after eating can curb your cravings, so you're less likely to snack before bed. So when you're done exercising after dinner, you're not going to be as hungry because you actually fueled up beforehand. And we're going to get into that a little bit deeper here in just a second. Now, if you work out in a gym, this time of the day is usually less crowded as well, so you won't have to wait to use the equipment. I've worked in gyms as well as my own place, in gyms where I work, between 10 and 5 o'clock were pretty much dead times. Everybody got in early in the morning, or they would get in at like 6, 7 at night. So it's going to be crowded, so you don't have to wait to use equipment, which can, you know, hinder your workout. And sometimes just get you aggravated, or you end up doing something that you didn't plan to do, or you just skip it altogether. So it'll also help you keep a clear mind so you can have a restful night of sleep if you're working out at night. Again, that depends on who you are. All of this really depends on who you are. So really, what's better? Is it better to work out at night, or is it better to work out in the morning? There's really no solid evidence that says that you're going to burn more calories if you work out in the morning, because your body is still going to be burning off calories, repairing muscle after a workout, no matter what time of the day you do it. So I'm going to say, honestly, it doesn't matter what time of the day you do it, because, compared to not doing it at all, is where I'm trying to get with my point here. If you're not exercising at all, it doesn't matter what time you're getting your exercise in, because it's better than anything else. I always feel that the best thing to do is to fuel yourself before a workout. So if that's in the mornings for you, you're actually going to want to eat heavy at night. If it's in the evenings for you, you're actually going to want to eat light at night. So that's that, again, that advantage of not being hungry after a workout. You want to wake up in the morning hungry. So let's just say you want to work out in the morning. So what do you do? So you want, if you're going to work out in the morning, I do suggest having a bit heavier of a dinner so you don't wake up as hungry. And, you know, maybe just have a piece of fruit in the morning to give you a little bit of natural sugar to boost you through your workout. And then you can have a breakfast afterwards. So then you're going to, you know, fuel yourself throughout the day, and then let your meals taper, you know, kind of taper off. Your lunch should probably be a little bit smaller, and again, you can have that dinner. But have that dinner about 3 hours before your workout. You don't want to have it right on top of your workout. I'm sorry, that's if you're going to work out at night. So, yeah, if you're going to work out at night, then, yeah, you want to have an earlier dinner. And you don't want to, you want to wake up hungry and have a heavier breakfast, because that's when you do the bulk of your work. Now, if you're working out midday, you definitely want to have a big breakfast. You're working out at noon or 1 o'clock because maybe that's, you get that much of a break for work, then you definitely want to have, you know, a big breakfast. So are there advantages over day and overnight? Again, it depends on who you are. It depends on what your eating schedule is. It depends on what fits your lifestyle, and that's huge too. When you make it part of a lifestyle, when you make it part of your daily routine, it makes it that much easier. I always tell people to exercise and then go to work, or to exercise or to go to work and then exercise right after. Don't go home in between any of that. A lot of people tend to go through their work day, they get kind of tired, they get kind of bogged down, and then they go to work out, or they say they're going to work out at night, and that will to work out at night starts to wane throughout the day. And then they go home. They go home, oh, I'm going to grab my gym bag. Oh, they sit, they, you know, they grab the mail, they open some mail, they sit down, you know what, I'm just not going to go. And they talk themselves out of it. So I'm more of a fan of working out in the morning from a motivational standpoint. Get up in the morning, feel good, feel refreshed, get to the gym, shower up, have your breakfast, go to work. That is, in my opinion, the best way to do it. So I see the advantages of working out early in the morning over those of working out at night. It really just depends on what your motivation level is after work. But again, I see time and time again, people are like, yeah, I'm going to come work out with you tonight. And it's like, oh, you know, I'm just tired from work, or I got a headache, or this or that. So I feel it's better to work out in the morning, but it depends on what fits your schedule, what fits your lifestyle, and where you can make it a routine. As far as fat burning, you're going to burn fat. You're going to burn through carbohydrates and fat no matter what time of the day you work out. So hopefully that was helpful for you. Next week at this same time, at 3 o'clock Central Time, I'm going to answer the question, what should you eat before a workout? So by next week, figure out when it is you plan to work out, and then next week we'll go over what you should eat before those workouts, whether you work out in the morning, whether you work out in the afternoon, or whether you work out at night. Until then, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.
where I am now. That's all.